MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 28, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Two fatal one-car crashes. New Danvers Superintendent Dan Bauer hits the ground running.
I'm Bill Newell. Later in sports, the high school football season is creeping closer. We'll hear from Swampscott coach Peter Bush.
Look at some of the losses sometimes as your biggest learning moments.
More in sports a bit later. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Some sun today, low 70s for high temperatures, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 9:17 a.m. and 9:31 p.m. A 20-year-old died Sunday in a one-car accident in Salem. WCVB-TV reports that Corey Willette of Salem died from injuries in the 6 p.m. crash on Puritan Road. Police say the car appears to have gone off the road and struck a fence. A 16-year-old student from Boxford was killed in a car crash early Thursday morning. The Salem News is reporting that Nolan Keary attended Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School, where he was a member of the hockey and golf teams. The 39th Gloucester Schooner Festival begins to take shape this week. The Parade of Schooners begins Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with the race to start outside of Gloucester Harbor later in the morning. According to the Gloucester Times, four Gloucester schooners will be available for viewing in the harbor on Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Many Danvers public school teachers are participating in a variety of professional development classes this week. Danvers students will be reporting for their first day of school on Wednesday, September 6. New School Superintendent Dan Bauer announced his entry plan for the district at last week's school committee meeting, noting that the three-part plan will be one of his goals this year.
Really, this is to take an opportunity to learn from stakeholders the great things that are happening in our school community and those areas that need attention and everything in between. So really, it's all about the smooth transition as I take the role of superintendent, but just ensure that multiple stakeholders are heard. That's important. And also really to develop that clear working relationship with the community. But more importantly, to really just ensure that the alignment of our resources are putting us moving in a positive direction. So as I said, it's in three phases. The first phase will begin, tonight's really the official launching of the entry plan. Although I had some meet and greets, that was more informal just to get to know the community. We'll start more in earnest from now through November, where we'll have conversations with various stakeholders, parents, staff, town and state leaders, the community, and everything in between.
Elements of the second phase of Bauer's entry plan will be to evaluate the curriculum and student performance.
Looking at academic data, which everything from our scores to curriculum guides to operations and financial documents, our budget and operations, and really take all this into play. The goal is to come back to you in phase two, which is doing an analysis of all this data and provide feedback. What does this data show? What are the trends? So that'll come out in between December and January. I'll present that to you. And then
Bauer started on the job last month and plans to move the schools forward as information is gathered.
This is my entry plan and my way to connect the community, but really to step back and again, be the conduit for improvement and continuation of the great things that are happening, because there are many, many great things that are happening. But also, we're up on our strategic plan. So this is good timing as we build that and take the stakeholders' views to build a plan that will reflect the values of our community and what we really feel is important for educational excellence in Danvers.
Danvers School Superintendent Dan Bauer speaking at last week's school committee meeting that airs on Danvers Community Access TV. Amesbury will be opening its first new elementary school in over 50 years. The Daily News reports that the Jordan Shea Memorial Lower Elementary School will serve students in pre-kindergarten through second grade. The school was named after an Amesbury High School graduate who was killed on his second tour of duty in Iraq in 2009. The Boston Business Journal has recognized a Lynn woman in its 40 Under 40 class of 2023. The Daily Item reports that Emily Dulong was recognized for her leadership and advocacy in equitable health care for residents in Massachusetts. Dulong is a vice president at the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Dodgers 7-4 yesterday. The Astros come to town to Fenway tonight to open up a three-game series. The Patriots are gearing up for the start of the regular season Sunday, September 10, against the Eagles. Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
We have plenty to work with Philadelphia. I'm sure they've been working on things that they haven't shown, and that's always part of opening day, but we'll do what we can to be ready for them, be ready to go.
This week, the Pats are trying to sort their roster out.
All right, well, we'll take a closer look at the Eagles. We've seen a little bit of them in preseason, kept up with them a little bit, and obviously spent time on them in the offseason when the schedule came out. But, right now I think the big thing for us is to get our team established, our roster established, and, figure out what the Patriots are doing to prepare for the 2023-17 game regular season schedule. Philly's a big part of that, but, we have to see a whole season's worth of football here and make those decisions, figure out what we need to work on this week, and combine that with preparation for the Eagles. So there's a number of balls in the air, but we'll work on all of them.
Again, the Patriots season opener, September 10. Today, we are featuring another North Shore football coach as our summer series with the coaches continues. We are learning from the coaches about their playing days, followed up by their transition into coaching. Today, we hear from Swampscott first-year head football coach Peter Bush. He played high school football with the Big Blue when his dad was the coach. Then he went on to play at UNH and joined the Swampscott coaching staff 13 years ago.
2010 to 2014, I was on Coach Dombowski's staff. I was coaching the defensive backs and doing the defense. And then, Coach left to go to Milton. Coach Serino took over, and I was fortunate to have him, keep me on his staff and give me the keys to the defense and the special teams. So I've been doing that, since 2015. So I've been lucky.
Bush remembers his senior season as a player in Swampscott.
Unfortunately, you look at some of the losses sometimes as your biggest learning moments, but our home opener against Winthrop that year, first conference game, we ended up losing at home. And, I think at the time we might have thought, we obviously were confident in what we were doing, but maybe we overlooked them a little bit and we took a loss. And back then, you lost the game, Bill. Your Super Bowl and or playoff chances were pretty much gone. So, we were devastated. But again, the coaches kept us focused on, playing one game at a time, and we were able to win out. We had a big game up on, it was on Gloucester on a Friday night. I believe it was in October. And that was a huge game for us to beat them because it ended up coming down to, Gloucester beating Winthrop and us beating Gloucester at the time. We ended up being co-NHC champs with Gloucester that year. So we stayed focused and we finished out the season. We had a tough home game against Marblehead that, we lose and we go home, win, we go to the Super Bowl. So, again, it was quite a ride. I
Swampscott High School football coach Peter Bush. That is Sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.